we should talk about the balloons in the room. So, the balloon in the room is not just that there's literal balloons in the room, but that everyone in the congregation, other than the nursery kids and volunteers, God bless those nursery volunteers, bless them later, all of us are together this Easter Sunday, which I think feels very appropriate, very apropos, as it were. So that's the right thing. But here's what we're going to have to do. All of us being together means that this room's going to feel a bit different, because it's not very often that this many different ages and different people get together in one space. So we're going to do a quick bit of housekeeping. I'm not saying that these rules are just for the young people, all right? I'm sharing this for the adults too, but let's just make sure that we all know three simple things about our time together in this room. In this room, are we yelling, like screaming? Are we screaming? No. Are we whispering? You can whisper. But Dave Witt, no screaming, Dave. All right? Kids, no screaming, but if you have a question, you can whisper. Second thing, if you have to walk somewhere, maybe you have to walk to the washrooms, or you want to get a coloring sheet and you're a kid, you want to walk to get that, can we walk around the space? Totally. You can walk even in front here, that's okay. Are we running in the space? No. Sounds good. Last thing. We're all here to give our attention to one thing today. Who are we talking about today? Whose big day? Jesus. And Jesus is showing us God together. So we are going to be able to talk about Jesus and give our attention to Jesus. It's okay if you're looking at a different picture, like you're coloring something or if you're daydreaming. But are we going to talk about like all the other stories and shows and movies out there with each other right now? Or we're just going to talk. So you hear that, Steve? Like no Pokemon talk today, if you can just keep it to a minimum. Great. All right. Excellent. So there's our housekeeping. If anyone needs to move at any time, that's fine. If you or your child or your baby is making noise, that's completely okay. But if they're screaming or you just need some space through this door, there are washrooms, but there's also a quiet room, and there's an audio feed in that quiet room just through this door. You'll see the quiet room. So if at any point you need to go through there, that's okay. We're going to keep things moving. We're going to aim to be done at a pretty quick speed, even compared to a normal Sunday. But we'll spend a bit of time together right now reflecting on resurrection and on Easter Sunday. Sound good? So kids, you might not know this because you're often in the back, but something we often do is we'll keep about a minute or 30 seconds of silence together to let God's Spirit meet us all and calm us all. So we're going to take part together in about 30 seconds of silence and invite you to just breathe and let God's Spirit speak to you right now. So let's take a moment of silence. God, we thank you for this day of celebration. Would you speak to each of us what we need to hear by your Spirit? Amen. So here's a question for everyone in the room. Today we remember that God came to live among us in the person of Jesus, and that's what we remember at Advent, and what's the big day when we remember God coming in a body? Anybody got it? You can shout it out. There we go, a biblically literate crew right here. Whisper it. I did tell you not to yell. Jill's correcting me. Let's all whisper it together. When do we celebrate that God came to show us what he looked like in a person? Chris. Oh, that's fun. Let's whisper more. And then we celebrate the whole life that Jesus lived, and that he taught us, and he healed, and then he was killed on Good Friday, and he came back to life on Easter Sunday, and the story's not done. In 50 more days, we'll talk about ascension, which is the end of the story, that part of the story. But here's my question this week. Why did Jesus need to show us God at all? Why did God come in a body? Take 1 second. Whisper to the people around you. Why do you think Jesus had to show up? Whisper around. I'll give you a second. Why did Jesus have to show up? All right, let me get our attention. Well, let's start with this story that might help us. I heard a story once. I heard it by an author named David Foster Wallace. But he told a story about two young fish swimming through the ocean. And the two young fish were brothers, and they were talking all about their day and what was happening in their life. And then an older fish was swimming the other way. And the older fish swam by the younger two fish, and the older fish tipped his gray scales at them and said, "Morning, boys, how's the water?" And the two younger fish stopped as the older fish swam away, and they looked at each other, and the one fish said to the other, "What is water?" Clever little riddle. What is water? How would a fish know what water is? Well, since we've got all these balloons with us, maybe we can talk a little bit about what Jesus showed us by using a balloon. So here's a question, you can whisper it out. What's inside of a balloon?
Air.
Wow, it sounded very airy there too. Air. Air is inside of a balloon, but where else is there air? Yeah, that's right, outside of a balloon. In here, all through the air, that's right. And so there is air inside of a balloon, but there's also air everywhere. Here's my question, where is it easier to see the air? Hands up if you think it's easier to see the air outside everywhere around us. Hands up if you think it's easier to see air when it's inside of the balloon. All right, so we're all in agreement. It's easier to see the air inside of this form. It's like this balloon has wrapped skin around the air, and it even shows us a little bit about how air works. We can see that air must be light. We can see that air can be contained, but also air is not just contained, because if I were to take, say, this tack, and I were, should I do it? Should I think, okay, you can yell for a moment. Should I do it?
Yeah.
Should I do it, though? Okay, when we pop the balloon, here's the skin of the balloon, but what happened to the air of the balloon? Did it get destroyed?
No.
Is it gone forever?
No.
Where is it?
It's all around us.
It's all around us. It's back into the air. And so it can be interesting to think about this when we think about Jesus. Something Jesus said in one of his teachings is he talked about God's world. He called God's world the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. And he said that this way of living, this spiritual world of God, was all around us all the time. Even more than that, you know what Jesus one time said? He said, the kingdom of God, the way of God, the spirit of God is within you. It is all around us, and it is within us, but it can be hard to see. Could I take one more balloon, Oscar? Thank you. Now, once the Spirit of God was visible in Jesus, what did people think about that Spirit? When people saw Jesus, what did they think about Jesus? Maybe think about a few stories. We know that for some people, seeing that there was air in Jesus, spirit in Jesus, showed them that this was all around them all the time. Especially for people who were feeling heavy and sad, for people who were suffering or persecuted, people who always had a sense that there was more to life when they met Jesus. They were filled with excitement and enthusiasm and filled even with more life, more air, because they had seen it with their own eyes. But other people got very nervous about Jesus. Once they could see that God's Spirit was everywhere, they almost wanted to stop the message. This is when we hear about people pressing on Jesus, putting pressure on him, wanting to destroy Jesus. Even still today, when we know that God's Spirit is everywhere, there are certain powers in the world that want to make it disappear. And what would happen if I pushed really hard on this balloon? It might pop. Well, you know what? Some balloons, if they haven't been tied up real tight, if you push hard on them, you know what happens? They'll kind of, yeah, I wish I could untie this. I can't right now. I wish I could. Have you ever untied a balloon, seen it fly all around? You know, sometimes when a bit of pressure comes on, a balloon might go like, never mind, blah, and blow out all of its air and just pretend it never had spirit in it to begin with. But Jesus was never going to give up God's Spirit unless it was taken away from him by force. On the cross, Jesus was put to death. On the cross, all the fullness of God's Spirit that was in Jesus was pierced. The last thing that happens to Jesus' body before he dies is one of the guards takes a spear and thrusts it into the side of Jesus. And the body of Jesus is lay in a tomb. And this is where our balloon images get a little messier. Because what did we hear this morning? What happens to Jesus 3 days after he's been killed and his body laid in a tomb? He comes back to life. Okay, get your balloons ready. Jesus comes back to life in a body. Why? Well, because God has sent all that wind, get them ready, all that spirit, all that life back into Jesus. And when it flows into Jesus, what happens to that old, dead body? It comes back to life. Because Christ is risen. All right, regather. Everybody get a balloon back. One more balloon each. Hold on to your balloons. Settle in for a moment. All right, let's get everyone sitting back down, holding their balloons. Great job, everybody. Now, when Jesus resurrects, his body is a little different. You know what one of the first stories we hear about Jesus is after he resurrects? Jesus finds his friend Mary in the garden and they hug. So Jesus' new body is physical. It's still skin. He hugs. But another time when the disciples are all scared in a room and they've locked all the doors, you know who just walks through a wall and shows up? Jesus just, hello, and then they're like, oh my goodness, he walked through walls, he must be a ghost. And he's like, I'm not a ghost, give me a sandwich. And they're like, what? And they hand him a sandwich, and he eats the sandwich. So it's not like he's less of a body than he was before. He's actually more of a body than he was before. He's more real than our material world. And his body, it doesn't just sit on earth anymore, it's almost rising up. Soon we'll talk about the ascension of Jesus, how his body is now a little bit like the stars. His body is a little bit like mathematics, and a little bit like philosophy, and a little bit like poetry. It's not just a physical body anymore. It's now a spiritual body. And yet it's a body like ours that hugs and laughs and eats. And these mysteries, and I'm saying this not just for the sake of the children in the room, these mysteries take a while to ponder. And the insights to resurrection are new every year. For some of you, this may be the first time you've ever heard of the story of Jesus who shows us God, who lives and dies and lives again. For some of you, you may have heard this story year over year over year for your entire life. Here's what you need to know, whether this is your first time hearing the story or you've heard it over and over and over. This story is true. It is trustworthy. Of my whole life and everything I've experienced, if I could only share one thing with you all, one sentence on my deathbed, it would be that Jesus Christ is alive. So this is true. This is good. You can hear a lot of different news in your life, and that news will want you to base your whole life on it. Everyone wants your attention. But this one story of Jesus' life and death and resurrection, if you build your life on this, you will never fall. You will never truly die. And thirdly, this story is not just your story, but it is our story. It's not just our story, but it's the story of every piece of the creation, every animal, every tree, every rock, and every person was made in the image of the God who revealed himself in Jesus. And so today is good news for all creation. This is the water that we are swimming in. God's Spirit is around you and within you. And today we celebrate that that Spirit will never leave us and has in Jesus' resurrection made all things new. Amen.